Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I'm really excited about this episode. Kyan Bakam is with me. We're going to spend some time together. Kyan, thanks for joining me for a little bit.
Thank you.
So let's go ahead. I want to talk a little bit. I hear a lot about the four A's when I walk into Valley: academics, arts, activities, and athletics. I've also been heard to say that, you know, I want students connecting to their school beyond the classroom. So I'll ask them, hey, what are you doing besides just showing up to class and going home? So if you would just talk to me a little bit about what it is that you do as a student to connect with your school beyond just the academics.
Outside of school, I am really into the film industry. Through Mr. DeVries or Tori DeVries, her, the film teacher, she has like opened up different opportunities for me to go out and like kind of spread my name throughout, you know, like the schools. Like I've done videos for the homecoming candidates. I'm in this class called Collaborative Field Experience that allows me to go to different West Des Moines businesses and to film, get those names out there. So like students can look at those videos and, like, you know, get an idea of kind of what they want to be in the future. You know, it's great, and it's a really good experience so far.
Well, that sounds great. That yeah, you're exploring a passion of yours is what it sounds like, and I love to hear when students are able to do that. Well, speaking of Tori DeVries, she recognized you when we asked, could you identify some students that when we think about leadership, when we think about kind of standing out, so to speak, your name came up. And I'll tell you what, I always enjoy student leadership. I love students when they take charge of their own learning. I've said that when students are running things, we have arrived. And so let me just ask you this. What does student leadership look like in action for you?
I'm gonna go back to this filming thing and how I usually direct this. I have to really take my time with my friends and to teach them kind of the process of setting up, setting down, and trying to get a quick workflow, because we're going to be doing this for pretty much throughout the whole school year, this filming we're all doing for the district.
So, you know, as you think about that, so you're coaching, I mean, you're directing, that's what you just said, you know, you're kind of the director. So when you think about that team or that group, and you think about, I think about two things, you know, collective purpose and just having common goals. And you said that you're doing this with your friends. And so I think about how you have to lean on relationships when you are working for collective purpose and common goals. So talk to me a little bit about how relationships contribute to achieving the things that you're trying to achieve.
I've known these people for quite a while, ever since middle school. And it really helps because, you know, you already know them as a person and you know how they act in like different kinds of situations since I've been friends with those guys since middle school. I do like to go and kind of go out to with others and teach them and like lead them. You know, I co-lead a film club, and as of recent, we've gotten new members, and I try my best to kind of lead them, reach out, kind of teach those people, the ones who want to, you know, stay in and kind of like the little activity business kind of thing.
And so, you know, when you, I'm guessing you kind of establish, hey, here's what we're going to try to accomplish, and kind of harness mm-hmm. that power of that group into that one direction. Is that easy to do as a director?
Sometimes it isn't. At first, when I was kind of new to this, it was a bit challenging. And then once my, you know, once all my friends have gone in, I'm like, okay, we can do this. And then now after, you know, the club fair, we re-advertised our club and we got a lot of people to sign our forms. It's going back to stage one, but it helps because now I have these other people that can also help lead a group since they've had experience with me. So I think that leadership has kind of resonated with them and it allows me to oversee the whole thing while others try to, like my friends, individually help the newcomers.
Well, you just single-handedly described what leadership is, building capacity within others as the leader. That's the true definition of leadership. So I love how you characterize the growth that you see based on building capacity with others. Well, there's two competencies within the portrait of a graduate I wanted to talk about specifically with you, with your creativity and your background and what you're accomplishing through your passions. You know, one would be that critical thinker, somebody that's really innovative, finding innovative solutions to complex challenges. And then the other is just being that innovator. You know, being exploring and experimenting within your environment and coming up with new and innovative ideas. So when you think about being a critical thinker and you think about being an innovator, how well did we prepare you? How well did West Des Moines schools prepare you in those two competencies?
They really like taught me the, you know, the whole preparation process. At first, when I started doing this, I had no clue on how to prepare. Like every time we set up a thing, it'll take like an hour and it was really tough. But you know, as we started doing this more, it takes probably like a little, like 20 minutes to like just set up a scene. And it's really awesome to like kind of develop from an hour to an even shorter time. So it really helped me prepare for, you know, it really taught me preparation.
Okay, so as you've had more experiences where, as we've provided, it sounded like, you know, right from the beginning of our conversation, you've been exposed to opportunities and experiences. Mm-hmm. You're getting more efficient at it. You're getting more effective at it, more cohesive with your group of people that you're doing it. So sounds like this has been a good opportunity for you.
Thanks to West Des Moines and like, well, and DeVries, I was lucky enough to land an internship where they specifically do like videos and like, you know, specifically advertisements, and they're different like areas. Like you can do the graphic designing portion of it, but, and like there's a specific one for video advertisement. And I joined that and it really opened my eyes towards, you know, the different equipment, definitely, and like how to kind of handle time under pressure. So thanks to West Des Moines and Mr. Vries, I have finally stepped into kind of the business area of that.
Well, I love hearing that story. I think apprenticeships for students to for these opportunities and to explore and try things is fantastic. So I'm glad that opportunity came to you. I'm glad you seized it. And it sounds like you had a great opportunity with that. So as I think about, you know, at one point, have you been in West Des Moines schools? Did you go to Southwoods?
Yep, I did.
So as you're at Valley Southwoods and you're kind of looking up and you're seeing, you know, the upperclassmen kind of lead the way, so to speak. Now you're that leader. If you were to kind of glance back down at Valley Southwoods and you had an opportunity to talk to the students there and give them some advice as you think about, you know, transitioning into high school and making that high school experience the best it can possibly be for them, what advice would you give them?
I would say definitely find people that have the same interest as you. My friends really pushed me to continue doing this. So really find a group of friends to help you, to encourage you, to, you know, share experience with. But if not, you know, if you really enjoy what you're doing, keep doing it. Because I've started this video thing since fourth grade, but after I met my friends, they really kind of elevated that, and it went to the whole next level. Started off with, you know, creating just really silly YouTube skits to now filming interviews in different businesses. So yeah, really find relationships with other people. Find the group that really fits you. And yeah, that would be my advice.
I think that's great advice. And I love hearing how your story kind of evolved, you know, from a fourth grader, just kind of doing some silly things to, wow, landing an internship and really learning the business. There are a lot of clubs. There are a lot of teams and just different opportunities. And boy, if you start to explore them, right, you can find something that fits your passion and find individuals with similar interests and probably some lifelong friends, I'm guessing. So anybody that knows me, if I run into you in the hall and I talk to you, one of the first things I ask you is, hey, well, here's one of the first things that I'll tell you is that your parent or your guardian is your number one fan, is your best friend, is somebody you can go to when you have a problem. But I also want to make sure that each and every student has an adult at school, somebody that they can go to, a trusted pro-social adult. This is where I kind of call it a shout out. You get to kind of talk to somebody. So who would that person be for you and why?
Well, I've mentioned her name many of times. Tori DeVries is a person that really made me step my foot into doing this seriously. I didn't meet her until junior year. As a sophomore, I was still into it, but I never knew who she was. And I took photo one last year, and that's where I met her. And she had this class called video production. And I showed her my IHSSA short film, which is a speech sort of competition. And she really loved it and she saw potential. I think she recommended me to take her video production. I don't know if I'd signed up already, but yeah, that class specifically really got me to connect to Tori or Ms. DeVries closer. And yeah, she's the one that recommended me this internship. And she also has a budget that she trusts me and my friends with to, you know, pay for new equipment. So that was nice of her to do.
Well, that's awesome. Similar passion, seeing some real potential in you and pouring into you and investing. That does sound like a great teacher. So let me ask you this as we just kind of close up. Talk to me a little bit. I want students dreaming big. I want you to dream big and think big, you know, beyond high school, right? The district has three goals. We want you to be post-secondary ready. We want you to be career ready. We want you to be life ready. And so, you know, we do want you to do something, you know, beyond high school, something big. So for you, what's your plans after high school?
My plans, and I've also discussed it with my friends, it was either to go to UCLA or NYU to their film stuff. Last year, I've read this script in dramatic literature. It was called The Curse, the mystery incident of the dog. And I can't remember it at the top of my head, but I read the script and I fell in love with it. And so one of my future goals is to create a feature film with that specific script I read because I loved it. I enjoyed reading that. And I'm sure I still have it in one of my folders right now. And that's just one of my goals.
That's dreaming big. And I really appreciate that. Kai and Bakam, thank you for sharing your story with us. There's no doubt you're earning your stripes. And I just appreciate spending a little bit of time with you today.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Ned Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.